what's the outlook in your mind for this football team?
The outlook is to win. Yeah, that's what all our focus is on. And obviously, we got a lot of work to get to where we want to go. And that starts today.
Justin, how much did last year, particularly for the defense, weigh on your mind this offseason?
A lot. And I think it's weighed on my mind enough where I can say, okay, let's move forward. So I'm not really thinking about last year. I'm thinking about, you know, what this team can do this year to make this year what we want it to be. We're not really thinking about last year anymore. You know, it's time for us to, you know, we did our learning from the past. Now it's time to just put that behind us and move forward.
Justin, what stuck out when you look at last year that you could take this year to make sure that you don't have a repeat of last year's performance?
Honestly, what stuck out is just we didn't play consistently. It was some games where we played great, and some games that, you know, we played, you know, the type of football that we were accustomed to playing around here. And, you know, some weeks that, you know, you scratch your head and say, yeah, you know, that wasn't a team that we wanted to beat that week. So I think it comes down to being consistent, just being the same, try to be the same team every week. And that goes to, you know, the preparation during the week and making sure that we're in the right mind state every week, regardless of if we're coming off a great win or we're coming off a bad loss. Just being even keeled and understanding that, you know, it's a long season and we can't allow ourselves to be in those roller coasters like we have been in.
There are a lot of questions about this defense. Do you have a lot of questions about this defense?
Sure I do. But the one thing I understand is this, you know, it's a reason why I do have those questions. That's because we haven't practiced yet. It's a process, and we got to go through that process. You know, it's a process to be building a winning team. It's a process of building a losing team. And, you know, unfortunately, I know both processes. And we're just trying to do it the right way and do the right things and come out here and work our butts off. You know, these practices are set up for us to have the optimal amount of, you know, work. And, you know, that's what my job is as a captain, making sure that we come out of here and once we hit the field, we hit it running.
When you guys were really good as a defense, the constant seemed to be if you didn't have sacks, you had big pressure on the quarterback. Did you feel that was missing last year?
Look at the stats. Absolutely, it was missing. I would be kind of blind to say it wasn't. And, you know, I think we got too wrapped up in sacks. I think where we've kind of made our mark is, you know, the times we don't get sacks, the times the quarterbacks are throwing the ball fast, or, you know, they are max protecting, we're still putting heat in the quarterback. We kind of got away from that and got so caught up in, you know, my sack numbers aren't up and this and that nature. You know, it's a process to that too. You know, I think quarterbacks feel that pressure throughout the game, and that's when you start seeing them get rattled in the pocket. It ain't necessarily about the sack numbers. It's about, you know, the pressures. It's about the hits and things of that nature. So, you know, obviously, we got to get back to doing that.
What has it been like integrating so many new faces in the defensive line meeting room?
It is some new faces. It's some old faces that, you know, I'm very accustomed to playing with and that are no longer here. But, you know, that's exciting because, you know, you go back to it kind of revives you and tells you that you got to, you know, you got to get to know these guys. You know, you got to get to know how they play and what they're good at and, you know, in certain situations, understanding what they want to do. So for me, that you know, that kind of puts me back in the classroom a little bit, and you know, that's good.
How healthy are you, Justin? How important is overall ready to go. To your productivity?
I'm ready to go. And for me, I think that's the big thing for me, just staying healthy. And right now, I feel great.
Justin, what are you going to be looking for when you guys start taking the field and practicing? What are you going to look for from your defensive teammates?
You know, I think the first couple of days is just, you know, attitude. You know, it's not a lot of volume in right now, so we should be able to play fast and play energized. And I think that's what, you know, all of us are looking for, to just getting out on the field running, making sure we sprint to the ball and have things go crisp. I think that's what we're looking for these first couple of practices.
Do you look at, you know, everyone looks at, you know, in the offseason, some guys are here, some guys aren't, some guys are, you know, playing, you know, running, some guys aren't. But when you hit the field for the first practice, do you keep an eye on certain guys? Well, I wonder how a team's running. I wonder about this.
Sure you do. I mean, I think at this stage of my career, you understand what guys we're going to have a huge role out of. So you want those guys to kind of be in the forefront. Like you said, Akeem, the crews, that's the wide receiver crew. They got to lead the wide receiver crew, myself. Obviously, JPP is not out with it right now, but Kiwi. Veteran guys on our defensive line, they got to be the guys out front and leading in defense. Our young linebackers, who's going to step up and become the rock in our linebacker crew? You're always looking for that because you kind of feed off of those guys. I know the wide receivers are looking at Cruz and looking at Hakeem. They kind of feed off those. And I know our D lineman is going to look. Let's see how Justin is. What pace he's in practice. So I think that's very important for our leadership and the guys that we expect to have big years out of come out today and set the tone of what practice is going to be like.
When you were out there yesterday, did you kind of glance over to see how JPP was moving?
No, I've worked out with JPP a lot this offseason, so I know where he is, and he keeps me posted about where he is. But, I was focused on making sure I did the right thing.
You think he'll be ready?
If anybody can be, it would be him. I think he's made great progress. He seems to be, in great spirits, and, we'll see. Time will tell.
Justin, Paul asked you about questions about the defense. Do you have any questions about your own?
Mine personally, no, I don't. I'm my biggest critic. It's nothing you guys can write or say that I probably haven't thought or found ways to try to already correct. I know where I am personally. I know what I'm still capable of doing, and the process is to get out here and work and make sure that come Sundays I can go out there and do that.
So, I'm sure you've heard people say that you've done.
You've said that, mostly you.
So that's entered you, that sort of thing?
Well, honestly, the one thing I don't need is motivation, but, I found a lot of it this offseason, so for all you ignorant writers out there, thank you. This is all left-sided.
Well, but Justin, you're a big fan of other teams and things like that. When a player is coming off 2 years, like you are, those are natural questions.
Sure they are. That's why you don't see me upset about them. Hey, listen, you guys have a job to do, and you do it very well. I understand that. And, like I told you, I'm my first critic. I understand where I am in my career and what I've done and, the things that I still want to do. So I'm not – but, again, me looking back at the past is not going to help me move forward. That's what I'm doing. I'm moving forward, just trying to – keep the distractions down and focus on football.